for a little while, if you would go with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Thank you, Brother Spivey, for playing tonight. Isaiah chapter 43, the text that claims our attention, sanctuary service closing out 2024. Even in that chapter, we'll begin our reading at verse number 1. Through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. You may be seated. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I'm going to talk to us in this Watch Night service from the subject, Yesterday's Promises, Good for Today and Tomorrow.
Yes,
promises that came yesteryear are good even for 2025. We get to the place in our text today, some words have been exchanged. The prophet has been sharing and talking to the people of God. In the previous chapter 42, somewhere around verse number 22 and 25, you will find the fact that some stuff is said about Jacob and Israel, about the fact that they were not walking in the ways of the Lord. And when he would correct them, they didn't take it to heart. Like some of our children and some of us today, we get chastised and it don't do nothing for us. And you would think, after all of that, God would have sure enough unleashed upon them. But when we get to chapter 43,
yes.
43 opens up with the budology that shows up right there in verse 1. But, do y'all see it? He shows up right there. He says, but now. There were some things that were going on before. The people were carrying on like they were carrying on. I should have left you or back there in Egypt. But now. Glory to God, saith the Lord. That create. He said, I got to help you understand something. I created you, Jacob. I formed you, Israel. And right there, you would think it should have followed that God would have abandoned and utterly destroyed this people. But look at the faithfulness of God. Yeah, you know, I hear Paul say, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. The expressions of God's favor and goodwill to his people here are very high. In the text, Jacob and Israel, though in a sinful, miserable state, they are still going to be cared for, looked after. God still is going to take care of them. As messed up, jacked up, and tore up as they were, he still says, I got them. Why, y'all? For they are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And this new creature, wherever they are, is of God's forming, and he will not forsake the work of his own hands. So look at him. Look what he says. He says to them, fear not.
Fear not.
Because right there, and it's still in verse number one. Fear not. Because he's done a few things for us right there in the text. He says, look here, I have redeemed you. Can I tell us today that we have been redeemed? Because what happened was we should have been taken away, and we were, somebody else had come and snatched us, but he paid for us to get back to him, redeemed. You've been redeemed by God, not just redeemed, but look at him. He calls you by name. There in verse 1, he says, I redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. I like that. Hush, shh, hush. Somebody calling my name. Somebody's calling. Did anybody give God privilege, opportunity? Did you tell him it'd be all right if you changed my name? The angels in heaven, they done signed my name. Oh, the blood done signed my name. He says, I have called you by your name. Yeah, I redeemed you, I named you, and I claimed you. Look at it. The Bible says, he said, you are mine. Now, before he offers promises to us, he identifies who we are: redeemed, named, claimed. And he says that we are protected. Time to get to verse number 2. He wants us to understand that I'm going to be with you. Here go your promises, right? Because now the prophet begins to say to us, when? Do y'all see it in the text? When? And as I was preparing, the Lord impressed upon my spirit that says that when equals get ready. Every time you see when, say get ready. When? Get ready. When? When? That means it's going to happen. And when it does, get ready. Get ready for it to happen. When thou passest through the waters. Says when you pass through the rivers, when you go through the fire and the flame, he says, I'm going to be with you. And that, my brothers and sisters, is your security. That's what happens when you have to go through that. God is with you. Yeah, when dangers are very imminent and threatening, thou shalt be delivered out of them. You're not going to perish in them. The rivers shall not overflow you. Should your persecutors have you up against the wall, cast you into the fiery furnace, because of your constant adherence and obedience to God, yet the flame should not kindle upon you. Now, I like the way the King reads, but all he says is that if they throw you in the fire, even the embers won't continue to burn.
You're not going to be kindling, because every time you throw something in the fire, it increases the fire. He said, no, no, they might put you in. Glory to God. But you won't burn, and you ain't going to help the fire to burn. That's some good stuff right there. Listen, ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They say, I'm a witness. They threw us in. They heated it up hotter than it ever should have been. But we walked in and we walked out smoke free, burn free. Woo! Glory to God, because we were not kindling for the fire. And though they went through the fire, and though they went through the water, that should have been what we would consider the valley of the shadow of death. Yet while they were with God, while God was with them, they need not fear no evil. They should be born up and brought out into a wealthy place. Yeah. Glory to God. He says, listen, you who have been redeemed, you've been named and you've been claimed. God will protect you when you go through the fire, the flood, the water. You go with any storm you find yourself in, he will protect you. But hold up, wait a minute. He says, not only will I protect you, he says, I'm protecting you because I have purchased you. There in verse 3, you're so wonderful to him. He says, I gave Egypt for thy ransom. You know, because Egypt was quite laid waste by one plague after another. It was one plague after another, and all their firstborn were slain, and all their men of war drowned. And all this was to force a way for Israel's deliverance from them. Israel had to get away from Egypt, and God sacrificed Egypt for Israel. Yeah, he would rather sacrifice Egypt than his own people, Israel, to keep them in slavery. The Egyptians had invaded in the time of Asa, but they shall be destroyed rather than Israel should be disturbed. He's not going to disturb his people. He'll take somebody else out. And this was reckoned so great a thing to give Egypt for their ransom. What reason have we to adore God, to praise God, to bless God for his love to us, for giving us his own son to be a ransom for us? Yeah, so what are Egypt and Seba, all their lives and all their treasures, compare? They could not compare with the blood of Jesus. So he protected us. He will protect us. He has purchased us. But my brothers and sisters, we are so precious to God. He'll do it again. He will purchase us. I'm in verse 4. It says, since thou hast been precious in thy sight, thou hast been honorable. Yeah, even now. True believers are precious in God's sight. They are his jewels, his peculiar treasure. He loves them. His delight is in them above any people. His church is his vineyard. And this makes God's people truly honorable, and their name is great. For men are really what they are in God's sight. You might think you are one thing, but in the sight of God, you are another. When the forces of Sennacherib, that they might be diverted from the falling upon Israel, they were going to come upon Israel. They were directed by the providence of God to fall upon Egypt and Ethiopia and Seba. Look at God. Then God gave those countries for Israel and showed how precious his people were in his sight. He loves you so much that he would take some other folk out so you could live. You could be free. You can be delivered. And my brothers and sisters, he would still do it again. Let the occasion rise again. And I know in this season, we are in trepidation on our way into 2025. We don't know what's going to happen when we get over there. There's already question about what the government is going to do, what's going to happen to the country. But my brothers and sisters, on our way in to 2025, the interest of the children of God is greater than the interest of anything else in this world to him. He says, I will give men for thee. Yes. Great men, mighty men, men of war. I'll give men for thee and people. You know, he got men on wholesale for your life. Yeah, right. I will give them over for your life. Yeah. Nations shall be sacrificed for your welfare. Just know it tonight. All shall be cut off rather than God's people. So precious are you in his sight. The affairs of the world shall be ordered and directed so as to be most effective for the good of the church. You ought to embrace that word tonight. It was 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. Those who tried to come at you, come against you, he said, y'all gonna have a problem. I got them. So for the believer, he says to us tonight, you are redeemed. You're not just redeemed. I've named you. I've claimed you. Protection is yours. You've been purchased. You're precious. You're so precious that he would do it again for just for you. Jesus came through 40 and two generations just to redeem us. He called us by name and declared that we are his children. And when the enemy would come against us like a flood, a standard he'd lift up against them. For we have been purchased with his own blood on the cross of Calvary. Yes, it cost all of his blood. Yeah. He died. Yes, he did. He died. But the third day morning, the Father raised him up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And because we are so precious to him, every time old Slewfoot, Satan, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, goes before the Father to accuse us rightly, Jesus relives the Calvary experience all over again. He says, I hear what he's saying, Father, but I died for that sin. I hear what he's saying, but I took nails in my hand. I hear what he's saying, they pierced my feet. I hear what he's saying, my head has been pierced with thorns. I hear what he says, but I died for that sin. Yeah, I already died for it. He said, I paid for that sin, Lord, and he makes good on his promises of yesteryear, today, right now. He makes good for right now. And they are still good for today, for tomorrow, and 2025. The promises of God are yes and amen, and powerful unto you. Father, in the strong name of Jesus, we honor and adore you tonight. We thank you for victory and for the passing over into 2025. Thank you tonight, God, that we have made it, and we've only made it because of you. We made it, God, because you kept us. We made it, God. You sustained us. You made it, God. You protected us. You made it, God. You kept giving life to us. You made it. We made it, God, in you. We bless you in this place. And God, we thank you that we didn't just make it. And we're not going to continue to make it, because the promises that you gave yesteryear are yet good for right now. Even as we peek in to our future, thank you that you're still going to be with us. Thank you that you're still going to protect us. Thank you that you're still going to provide for us. Thank you that you're still going to make a way. Thank you, God, that you still see us as your precious children. And we love you because you love us with a never-ending kind of love. Oh, how we bless you in this place. We give you glory, give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Thank you for 2025. Amen. Come on, give God praise for another opportunity to serve him.